One. Yo, 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 what's up? It's your man's Joaquin, and you tuned in to another episode of Heat Level Podcast. What's up, world? Well, guess what, man? Y'all know how I do it when I do it, when I do it, when I do it. I bring a man from wherever they at, man. It don't matter. So right now, I got two cats. One is reoccurring guest, Mr. Shatter Artist, straight from Brooklyn, New York. Y'all know what's up, man. So we got the man Shy Artist here, and he's about to introduce himself and his new artist that he got on this label Vision. What's up, Shy?
What's up? Label Vision. What's good?
What's up?
So new year, new energy, man. New year, new energy. You know what's up? Like, I'm coming different. Like, this is, yo.
You ready?
This is like we about to raise hell, man, and heaven.
Okay. And you know what? The best thing about it is you done brought somebody with you, man. Introduce your new artist that you got on Label Vision. What's up with him?
Yo, I go by the name of Kami, Young Kami. Feel me? I'm from Brooklyn. What's good?
What's good, man? You sound like you got a little accent or something. What, Jamaican or something? Haitian?
He from the Ville, like, not like, you feel me? Like,
nigga straight from the, different. Okay, no doubt.
Now, look, he's somewhere they knock niggas out.
Nah, that's what's up, nigga. Knock a nigga out. Straight up Mike Tyson man, shit, nigga. Bro. Shout out to Mike. Iron Mike. What's up, Iron Mike? Shout out to Iron Mike, man. Straight up from Brooklyn, too. But so no doubt. So what you been having going on, man? What's your thing for the new year? It's 2022. It's a new year. It's time to bring the energy in. What you got going on for this year, man? What's your plans looking like, man? What's going on?
Look, basically, so everything is, you know, of course you don't want to be too, like, you always want to be cautious, but everything is going good. Like, the boat is functioning well, you know what I mean? Like, last time we spoke, like, you know what I mean? It was more rusty for me. I was more in the grinding predicament, you know what I mean? And I'm still on the grind, but right now we got like the ship, you know, built a little bit. Okay. So it's like, you know.
What you done added, like, to the label?
Like, basically, before I continue, it's like 2021, like, I feel like it was a very important year for, you know how you do so much work that you don't see the, everyone is telling you, like, yo, you're doing great, but you can't really see it because you're doing the work.
Yeah. Oh, trust like, me, I know
you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like, you're so lost in doing your stuff and you don't really see your evolution, but people see it and you're the one making it happen. So you're just like, you know what I mean?
You just going.
With you. Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Going. It's like when you get that gym and you getting in shape, you like, man, am I getting in shape? Am I like, man, nigga, you getting in shape, man. You know what I'm saying? You just really mm-hmm. don't see it as much as a person on the outside looking in. Like me watching you doing your thing. I've been watching you and everything. I'm like, okay, he's shooting mm-hmm. videos. He's throwing up his trailer things. I said, okay, keep on doing
exactly. it.
You feel what I
you
mean?
You feel me? So it's like last year, I feel like that shit, like, it made a staircase for me. You know, it made a stepping stone for me, like, this year. You know what I mean? So it's like, we still fresh into the year. Still the beginning. So it's like, we didn't, you know what I mean? We still got to plant them seeds. You know what I mean? We're not going to give them out. We got a lot of shit in the vault. Now. But we're not going to give them everything right now. You know, we got to tease them a little bit. No homo.
So what's the whole thing that you basically trying to push out that you are you trying to introduce new artists, like one of the artists that you got with Label Vision? Are you trying to go on a global scale? Like, are you trying to do some shows in the UK? Are you trying
to No. We're trying to stay at our level right now. So right now I'm focused on just, you know, dropping more songs. Like, he's gonna be dropping more songs and stuff like that. Like, he has some fire ass songs dropping, like, you feel me? Like, it's different. But, like, he's, you feel me? He's, like, more of on a calm vibe type shit. You feel me? So, it's, like,
are you more on singles this year and not trying to do albums?
No, you see, that's the thing. That's the thing. You see, because people appreciate singles more than they appreciate an album.
You're
so
right.
Right now, I already have a tape coming in for this year. I'm planning on doing shows this year. Before we answer that first question, I'm trying to do shows. I'm trying to do, trying to travel, you know what I mean? Like, do more videos in different locations, you know what I mean? I'm trying to make more connections. I'm trying to sell more merch. I'm trying to bring this business to a, you know, just the next level, evolution, you know what I mean? But Chi-Town, I have a tape called Chi-Town that's dropping later this year, and I already have it set, but you know what I mean? I have to do the, you know, the BMI, the LLC, and the, you know, the detail, the real behind the scenes work before I drop it. So when I do drop it though, that right there, like that's like, right now I'm gonna give them singles until I drop that. You know what I mean? Okay. So that's in the process of being made, I'm gonna give them singles. And right now it's like last year, I feel like I was on some Brooklyn shit. You feel me? Like, I brought it home. Like, I brought it home to some Brooklyn shit, but I feel like I'm truly like a star. Like, I feel like I'm on some different shit. Like, you feel me? Like, I feel like I have the music that's not just for one place. I feel like I have music for the world. You feel me?
So, so basically,
this year I'm going to show that shit.
Let me ask you this question then. Okay. So now, like you said, you don't think that you just a Brooklyn, New York artist. You want to spread your music everywhere because you think that you can touch a lot of people. Now, this is what happened with a lot of artists, and this is where they get jammed up at, is they got hot music. Music is killer, right? But they only rapping for their little vicinity. You get what I'm saying? And that's where a lot of artists fall short at. So it's like they trying to get on this bigger level, but they can't get on that bigger level because they're stuck in that
it's same stuck in one perspective.
Yeah,
it's nothing but perspective. Reality is nothing but perspective. So they're stuck in that one inside of one perspective. But it's not bad because that one perspective will get people, but it'll only bring people in that perspective. So people have to start thinking about how does the white kid in Germany feel? How does, you know, just not how do we feel in the hood? How does people outside the hood feel? How do people that's just about to make it out feel? How do people that's, you know what I mean? Thinking about how does the old lady on the street, on the bus feel? You know what I mean? Incorporating all of that into your music. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm going to throw something your way. Okay. Now, it's been more hip hop artists come out of Memphis, Tennessee than Nashville, Tennessee. Right? Now, let me ask you quick. Is more money in Nashville, Tennessee? Is more labels, more studios, more... Like right now, Nashville is the number one city of booming right now, right? So everybody's coming to Nashville, Tennessee. Everybody, people from Atlanta, New York, LA, they bringing film stuff down here. So Nashville is a booming city. Like if you come to Nashville right now, it's so many cranes in the air, it's like crazy, right? Our city is getting bigger than what the land mass is. Now, Memphis is the number one dangerous city to live in right now in America, right? They done hit number one. But rest in peace to Young Dolph, no doubt. But, yeah, you know, so now look at that situation that happened in Memphis from Young Dolph. Now, why is there so many artists coming out of Memphis, though, right? So a lot of hip-hop artists are coming out of Memphis. But in Nashville, you don't hear about no hip hop artists coming out of Nashville. The last artist that we had that came out of Nashville was Young Buck when he was with G under them, but it ain't been one since. And I tell people in the VI, I say the reason why you don't hear a lot of artists coming out of Nashville blowing up because they got that same mindset of just rapping for Nashville. You feel me? It's like they just rap for Nashville. And one thing about a lot of Memphis artists is they know how to, you know, people like Pooh Shikes, and they know how to go Black Youngsta and Yo Gotti and Key Glock. And they know how to go outside of that realm of just Memphis. You know what I mean? Exactly. They know how to spread. Look, that's why it's more artists that come out of Memphis than Nashville. Like, real talk, if you talk to anybody and you say, hey, man, you heard an artist from Nashville, they're going to like, Young Buck? That's the only one they gonna think about. But if you say Memphis, you can go all the way back to 8-Ball, MJG, 3-6 Mafia. I'm saying, the list goes on and on. You get what I'm saying? So you got to learn how to get out of that whole comfort zone. You feel what I'm saying? And stop. Mm-hmm. And I tell people, like a lot of young cats, right? I always tell a lot of young cats, you got to be in your own lane. Everybody rides a trend. So when you try to ride that trend, eventually, that trend gonna fall off and you gonna fall off.
Look, that's one thing I stand like firm on, because like the thing is, that's what the best creators know. The best creators know that, yes, you can be inspired by someone to an extent, but ultimately you're going to have to break off and do it your own way.
Yes.
And you have to create your own version of something. And it's like, yeah, you don't want to step into another man's shoes. You know what I mean?
Everybody say Kanye West crazy. Is he?
He's not crazy. He's not crazy.
He in his own lane.
He's Kanye not even.
He's Kanye West.
He's not even in his own lane. He's perfectly normal. He's perfectly normal.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The thing about the universe is that the thing that people got shit fucked up is be that if you really think about it, there's no rules in life. Like,
hell no.
You know what I mean? And there's no way to act. There's no way you should act. There's no rules. There's none of that. If you really think, take away all the buildings, take away all the trees, take away all the laws, take away all America, take away all that and just sit down with just the trees and the nature. Before all of that, there's no rules. You don't have to be this way and act this way, like this and that. And Kanye West, what he does is he acts how he wants. Anyone who acts the way that they want to act and be free, Kanye West, Tupac, Harriet Tubman, Nipsey Hussle, any people that act free, people like you too, doing your own self-independent stuff, you know what I mean? Trying to generate your own income. When you guys do shit like that, like that's, you feel me? Like that's a certain mindset, you know what I mean?
It's a statement. Like I've been working for myself for almost 2 years now, right? Doing my own thing. I don't work for nobody, right? And I put it to you like this. People will think you should be doing this because in their mind, they think you better at it, right? I'm going to put some up on you. I've been having a lot of people coming to me saying, hey, man, won't you put this music out? Like, I let people, man, dude, you got this, man. Won't you do this? And I tell them, I said, look, I'm going to do that at the time, right? I'm going to do this music. I'm going to do that. But can I tell you what my main focus is? It's to build a multimedia empire, right? That's the focus, right? So, for example, when we come in, when May come, you'll be able to go on your iPhone, go to your Google Play Store if you got an Android, or go to your App Store. And guess what you'll be able to download? Heat Level Entertainment TV Network right on your phone. And you'll be able to watch the TV shows, the movies, the podcasts, the film, everything on your phone or on your TV or on your tablet, on your
PC. You know what? And you look, and you know what that is?
In the world.
That's you not being lost in the Matrix, because basically in the Matrix, you basically, it tells you other people's brands, like McDonald's, like it tells you other people's brands and to focus on other people's products and other people's music and all the other stuff. You feel me? And you got to basically just focus on your thing, because your thing is the only thing that matters. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
You got to really understand that. And remember, like you, like this world is your world. This world is your world. This world is my world. You know what I mean?
And so
exactly.
You feel me? And people going to tell you crazy. I'm going to tell you right now. People, I'm going to tell you what some people have been telling me. Hear me out. And I want y'all to remember this. I know y'all younger than me, but let me tell you something. I done lived through a lot of stuff. You feel me? You know, I've been shot in the head, bro. I lived through a lot of stuff. And for me to be about to be 37, still be here in the game, it's a blessing. My twins just turned 17. My daughter just turned 16. My son about to be 15. Look, I'm telling you, it's like a blessing. Then I got a 16-month-old, too. Get on my damn nerves. But that's my baby. But I'm going to tell y'all something. People are going to tell you, man, really? You ain't going to do that. Because I'm going to tell you something. People told me, telling me right now, what I'm doing, I shouldn't do because I'm trying to compete with Netflix. So a lot of people saying, you try to have a streaming, independent streaming platform. And Netflix is this big streaming platform. So you're trying to compete with Netflix. And people are like, well, Netflix is going to eat you up. But this is what a lot of people don't know. Netflix is $15 billion in debt. Netflix ain't even turned a profit yet. See, people don't know that. People don't know Netflix is like 40 million subscribers behind. See,
don't know that they're great. People don't know how great they are. That's what it is. People don't know. People think that this man could do this, and I am just this.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
They think that they're just this, and they feel like you should be like that too. You get me? So they feel like we are just this, and you should be. So, like, listen, like, there's a there's a there's similarities between, you know, Harriet Tubman and Martin Luther King and, you know, Malcolm people X. Like that. You know what I mean? Like, think about it. I like to play around with it in my head. Like, I think about it as like a plantation. So the hood right now, 2022, the hood, where Nashville, wherever you're from, the hood, or Flatbush, where I'm from, in the hood, people are inside of a, the hood is the slate, is the plantation. You get me?
No doubt.
The hood is the plantation. And there's different mindsets inside of the plantation. You know what I mean? There's different ones. You know what I mean? So if you have like the first level mindset would be like just the like violence. You know what I mean? Everything is someone else's fault. You know what I mean? We blame the white man. We blame the oppressors. We should just take now and take stuff and be angry, and we should be mad, and we should, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? We should, you know, gang banging, you know what I mean? Just glorifying all of that, just staying in that one category, you know what I mean? And then that's when you have the certain people that would like the next stage, like they would basically like give themselves to like 9-to-5 jobs, and you know what I mean, like slave work, like, you know what I mean? Like they don't see it like that, you know what I mean? Because they don't understand that it's like a modern slavery, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's
like
a modern day slavery. Because
it's a modern slavery, you know what I mean? So right now we're in modern slavery. So Harriet Tubman, back then in actual slavery, I feel like she had the same mindset that you have and I have.
Yeah.
You get, like, think about it. The same mindset that, right? Like, basically, if me and you were sent back into the 1800s right now, we would be runaways.
Yeah, no, you know what,
bro? We'll be successful ones.
Hey, it's crazy.
We'll be successful ones.
I said that just the other day. I said, ain't no way I would have been that nigga getting, I would have been a Nat Turner. You feel me?
Yeah, you would have been a Harriet Tubman. You would have found a way
to get the fuck up out of there. Exactly.
Exactly. And right now, what you're doing now, they took off the chains, but the mental chain is on. What you're doing with your own podcast, your own LLC, talking about the BMI, starting your own movie, doing all that stuff, what you're doing is you're basically, you're showing, you're, you know what I mean? Like, you're showing that, I got off the top. You know what I'm saying, though.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, you good, but that's what I'm saying, and that's what you got to do, especially like with label vision, right? What you're doing with the vision that you're trying to bring with the label, right? You have to let everybody know. It's a Rock Nation, right? It's a Bad Boy. It's a Interscope Records. Why can't I, and talk about you, why can't Label Vision be an iconic label in the next 20 years?
And no, right? Don't even look at it like that. Don't look at it like that. How about looking at it like this? The person who invented McDonald's, one day, that boy who invented McDonald's or came up with the plan, no one believed in it. McDonald's didn't even exist.
No.
You know what I mean? And last year, like, you know what I mean? Like, at a point, Young M.A. didn't exist. You know what I mean? Tupac didn't exist. Biggie Smalls didn't exist. You know what I mean? But it's like, they forged their way and they made their self exist. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. They put a footprint for other people to be like, damn.
He's basically saying everybody's that boy. Like, everybody can't be that boy. The person who started the McDonald's, you feel me?
No. Everyone can be that person.
Hold on. Is that good?
Yeah, I'm just doing an interview.
That's that. And you know what? That's exactly right. Everybody can be that guy from McDonald's, that guy. Like, for example, how y'all think Netflix started? Now, I know the whole history of it, right? So when you telling me what I'm doing is competing with them, guess who Netflix competed with? Now, I'm about to put y'all up on some game, right? Netflix competed with Blockbuster. They competed with Hollywood Video, Redbox. Remember now, nobody was fucking with Netflix because what was we doing? Blockbuster, Hollywood Video, Redbox, right? Nobody was fucking with Netflix. Then what Netflix do? Okay, y'all ain't got to fuck with us, but we going to keep doing what we doing, and we going to merge. Now look what happened. They kept doing what they were doing.
People are scared of that process. See, the people that, where you separate people, like, success is like a filter. It filters certain people out. So, you know what I mean? Certain people make it through one filter, but then they'll look at that one and they'll be like, damn, that one's too scary. Let me just run back. You know what I mean?
And you can't do that.
Yeah, no, you gotta not be scared. Like, you know what I mean? Like some people be like, yo, like some people want to know when exactly, like if they start a business, they want to know when it's going to pop. And if it doesn't pop, if they don't know when it's going to pop, you feel me? If it doesn't pop at that time, then they're just going to give up.
They're going
to
give up.
And that can't be the mindset. You need to just do your stuff and go all out on it. You know what I mean? Like, you can't really have a set date and time for it, because people have a set date and time, and when they don't reach that expectation, they get mad and they slow down. Yeah, you just got to go all out for your stuff.
Yeah, but let me ask you a question. Elon Musk said this, right? He said, people will go through hell and high water trying to find the charger to their phone when their phone about to die. But people would not go through hell and hot water to try to find the plan to their dreams when their dreams are about to die. I say, oh, man. When a billionaire say some shit like that, he basically saying, y'all motherfuckers are worrying about shit that don't mean shit. You know what I'm saying? Basically what he was saying. Like, look, man, you live one life. You got one life, man. One fucking life. And I know some people believe in reincarnation. I don't know what the fuck all that shit is. Whatever. Do what you want. Whatever the fuck. See, some people be like, well, I'm going to be reincarnated. So, okay, you think you're going to be reincarnated, so you want to bullshit on this life. Man, shut the fuck up. I don't be trying to hear that shit. Look, at the end of the day, yeah, whatever. I'm a Muslim. It is what it is. But at the end of the day, it's just like this, man. You got one motherfucking life to live. Why waste it? My point is, why fucking waste it? You know, a guy said this. He said, why would you want to live a life? A long, miserable fucking life. He said, I'd rather live a short life doing what I wanted to do, love to do, and be happy and die fucking early than live a long fucking miserable life. You feel what I mean?
Exactly.
And it makes a lot of fucking sense to me. That's why I respect Kobe. Shout outs to Kobe. Rest in peace to Kobe. Kobe said, I want to be immortalized. He said
that's why we would have been runaway slaves. Successful right. Runaway slaves.
Yeah, successful no runaway doubt. Slaves. No doubt. Because you know what? Everybody got to look at it like this, man. Like your artist, right? Now, I don't know you. What's your artist name, brother?
You talking to me?
Yeah. Young Common.
Yeah.
Did you say
Young Common.
Okay. Spell that last one for me.
K-A-M-I.
Okay, Young Common. Gotcha. K-A-M-I. All right, cool. Yeah. All right. Okay, that's dope. I like that. So I'm gonna be looking for you, no doubt. Now, Young Comic. Now, I don't know you, right? But what I can tell you is you got a road ahead of you, right? You got a tough road ahead of you. Some of the stuff that you don't see now, you'll start seeing. And even though you were shy artist and y'all doing some things, Shy had some stuff he had to go through too. Now you might be like, well, look, okay, I'm with this team. He got a lot of stuff in place, but you're gonna go through your own struggles too, man. It ain't I'm not just talking about the music, man. You're gonna have them, bruh. You're gonna have them days where you like, man, fuck, man, god damn, man, fuck this shit. You know, you might want to get back into the streets, whatever, but I'm gonna tell you one thing, and I learned this, bro, doing 7 years in prison and being with a major label. Let me tell you something. What could have happened? I don't even think about that shit no more, right? But I think about, if I didn't go to prison, I didn't get dropped, you know, if none of that happened, what would I be? Would I be worth $40 million now? Would I be one of the highest paid entertainers at the time? Who knows where I would have been? But at the end of the day, I think that it didn't go that way because of the decisions that I made, right? I made those decisions. I made them decisions to be 1 foot in, 1 foot out. That was my decision that I made. Yeah, it's some successful artists that had that same thing going on. They didn't get fucked up. They didn't go to prison 7 years. It didn't, you feel what I'm saying? Bobby Shmurda, he went to prison after he had a hot song, right? Now, what if I would have went to prison after I had a hot song? When I came out, would the label still want me, right? You see what I'm saying? So everybody's stuff happens differently. But then you got some people that went in when they did have a hot song, came out with no deal too. You know, people like Boosie, you know what I mean? And he had to rebuild bruh had to rebuild all his shit, nigga. You feel me? You go to stardom to nothing, bruh. You feel me? And got to get out and build that shit. But Gucci, Gucci
was... People don't really be seeing the sacrifices.
No, they don't. They don't. You know, shout out to Gucci. But Gucci's was a little different because Gucci went in and he trusted his money with his girl. And you got to respect what she did. How she flipped his money to $6 million.
That's the only type of girl that I'm trying to marry.
Hey, look though, real shit now. Let's be honest though. Who can we trust? Let's just be real. We ain't trying to throw none of our girls under the bus, nothing like that. You know, we love our girls if you got one, whatever, whatever.
Family
love
and
our
friends.
But let's be honest, man. You know? Let's be honest. It takes a certain type of woman for your man to give you $2 million and be like, look, this is all I got. You feel me? Look, make this happen for me. I'm going to be gone for 3 years. And you get out with six? Like, let's be, come on, man. Not every girl going to be able to do that. You know, some of them chicks that we know out here these days probably would have spent that shit, bought a new Ford. You feel me? You got out with 50 grand left. You feel me?
So, see, now his girlfriend would have been a runaway slave girl.
Yes, she would have. No doubt. So how can you leave?
I'm telling you, this is a mindset. No one can get rich. No one can get rich in this minds in this generation. No black person is going to get rich unless they break free of the mental chains.
And guess what? You know how hard it is? It's so hard. Because when I be talking to a lot of people, I talk to a lot of young cats, cats my age, cats older than me. Man, cats older than me. Like, I'm talking about these cats 55, 56. They my daddy age and shit. And I'm like, these motherfuckers still on the same shit. I'm like, nigga, like, these days, nigga, you ain't gotta be young. You ain't never had to be honest with you. You know, the average person that becomes a millionaire, average person that becomes a millionaire is actually in their mid to late 30s. So people don't understand that. That's when they, the average millionaire.
It's not even about, don't even see like that. It takes, you gotta look at how long it takes for a business to form. Even if you start a business takes from 5 to 10 years to fully start.
Form,
for you to fully start seeing the profits that you want to see from it. At least 5 to 10 years. I started inside of 2016, where I first started. And right now it's like 2022. So that's already like, that's our 6 years already right there. Yeah, right?
No doubt.
And right now, like it's 4 more years until my, till like it'll be 10 years. And like on my 6th year, I didn't even start yet, but it's like, this year is like, it's like, you know what I mean? It's like all that other shit is like, when you get over the 5th year mark, it's like, you see that process, like that shit that people try to stop you from.
Yeah.
You see the benefits of it. So it's like, I can never stop. You feel me? I just got to bring people up. You feel me? So they can see the best version of themselves. You feel me?
Hey, this is so funny. Young Kami, I don't know if he told you how we met, but.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So this is how we met. This is crazy. I was in Miami 2019. It was 2019. It's crazy, right?
It it's crazy that that's a time period now.
I know,
that's
right?
That's a time period now. You know what I mean?
Hey, it's crazy because guess what? I was not fit to go downstairs, right? And I had to get something. And my girl like, well, you going to go down there? I'm like, all right, well, fuck it. Boom, I'm going to go down there. And when I go down, these cats, I come back and they getting on the elevator. And we was like, oh, what's up? Like, what's up? And then I don't even know how the music thing started. We just started talking. I like, all right, well, check it out. I'm gonna give you my information here, man. Boom, boom.
It's meant to be. This
bro,
is
we was
not,
in Miami, nigga.
This is some meant to be shit. Yeah. This is some meant to be shit. I believe life is like that. You know what I mean? And I believe being like water with life, you know what I mean?
And what's so crazy, we end up getting back. It was probably like maybe about what, 6 months after that? Was it about 5?
Yeah, and we grew with each other too.
Yeah.
And we also grew with each other too. Like
he was the second episode on my podcast. Now I'm on episode 40. Yeah, 40 be next week. So my podcast been going for a year now. But he was the second person. I don't know if you want to go back to YouTube and to look at the podcast I did with him. Bruh, this shit was so fucked up. That shit was so fucked up. Look, I didn't know how to merge the screen. I had the shit written at the time. Wasn't no type of
exactly. But it was mad long and everything.
Yeah,
I know. This one is gonna be a nice short one that they could look at real quick and stuff.
Yeah. We ain't even been 30 minutes yet. And so we've been about 26 minutes. But yeah, so my podcast, so people listen to me on iHeartRadio, Spotify and stuff. Something going on with Spotify right now, so I have to redo some stuff, but you can go check it on, you know, Pandora, iHeartRadio, and all that. But so it's good that he been growing, I've been growing, and then now for him to hit me up and say, hey, look, man, I want to bring in this artist and stuff, and let's start off the year on your podcast.
Yeah, also really we have like that. What's it called? Gold Digger. That's a song we just dropped at the last like December 29th. So like that's the end of 2021 and to come into this year, right?
Okay.
He just dropped his first song, Gold Digger, and like that shit is mad fire. You feel me? It's like he's very humble about his talent because he's very talented, you know what I mean? But some people are talented and they're like kind of cocky about it, but he's like talented and he's like humble about it, you know what I mean? But everybody else around him is cocky
about his
talent. But he's just on some shit where he's like, you feel me? So it's like
no doubt. But so he's like a J. Cole.
He still be teeing up.
He like a J. Cole, man. You know, I listen to J. Cole. You know, J. Cole, a humble ass nigga. He be riding around New York on a bike and shit. You know what I'm saying? He just.
No, but you wanted something. You wanted something.
Yeah, but that's the reason why I like artists like that. Now, let me tell you something. I ain't got nothing against these artists. I ain't got nothing against Migos. You know, want to show off the jewelry and you know, oh, I just spent $1 million on this. All right, cool. Look, I got nothing against them. They're just not my swag, you know. It's just not my thing.
You're staying in one perspective.
Yeah. So that now I'm telling you, it's like I don't care what people do. If you got good music, you got good music. What I don't like, and I'm gonna be honest with you, this had nothing to do with old, young, none of that. I like people that preach ownership, brother. I like people that's trying to bring our people out of the situation that we in. That's why I respect Nipsey. That's why
the
I respect
spell Kendrick. That they're that's under.
Yes. Not like I said, I don't got nothing against Migos and them. I like a lot of their music, but I'd rather see not I bought this $500,000 watch, but hey, this is how you invest $500,000 in the black man. You know what I'm saying?
No, but there's still no. But yeah. There's a bad and good to everything, and they're still doing that because they're not being that descriptive about it. They can be more clear about it, but they are showing you that you can come from nothing. And just them being black and successful, when they show you that watch, is not, yes, some people will perceive it. Some people could perceive it as, yo, he's
showing but that's what I'm saying. Everybody got
he's showing this, but he's showing that. He's showing that, like, that's a very expensive watch. Like, yes, you could look at it like, yo, he's flexing it. But then again, he's proud of himself. And it's like, you know what I mean? He worked for that, and you can do the same thing too. He's showing them that it's possible, but some people they tweak the message and they start to.
But now I gotta get you and take you back to what you said when you talking about the Harriet Tubman thing. Now I'm about to school you now. Now,
all
right. What black people done did was back in the day we used to get branded, right? We used to get branded. Boom, boom, boom. Now what we do is we get branded in a different way. So what we do, we go by the Gucci. You know, nothing against you, my brother, but we go by the Dior. Mm-hmm. We go by the Gucci and Gabbana. We go by the Versace. We'll go brand ourselves with their brands because that's considered success, right? Let me finish. But you know what we don't do is we don't go and support our own. I'm going to tell you something. David Banner said this. He said, look, I'm glad that these brothers making money. I'm glad that they able to buy these nice Versace suits. And he said, I'm good with that. He said, but this what gets me. You know what I mean? And you got to respect it, right? Is that same 50 grand that you spent on that Versace, right? is, can you please spend that same 50 grand on your people too? See, this is what a lot of people got to remember. Most people are living for them, okay? Most people are trying to be successful for themselves. Even if they don't say it, or most people are. This is where I'm a little different, okay? I got 6 kids, right? This is different for me. I don't live for the success of what I'm going to build. I'm living for the success that I want my kids to reap off of. That's the difference between me and a lot of these cats out here, especially my black men. I talk to my black men, my kings all the time. You get what I'm saying? And that's the difference. It's always about, look what I got. Look what I got. Look what I accomplished. Look what you can do and stuff like that. That's cool. But me personally, I live, and what I do is not for me to even see. When I leave this earth, my dream will not be complete till I'm gone. So I will physically not be able to see what I want mine to be. That's what Martin Luther King meant when he said, I have a dream. He knew he wasn't going to be here to see it for see. You know, he knew he wasn't going to be here, but he knew if he busts his ass and did what he had to do, that one day that his dream will happen. And that's how I live my life. That's why I'm pushing like I'm pushing. It's not for me to reap no benefits. I'm not saying that I'm not going to
reap benefits,
but that's the way I live.
But you got to hear, you got to listen to one thing though. Yes, that's nice, but you got to understand that that's actually the truth. And actually, that's the truth. That's what people, that's the type of timing that shit people could be on. But you got to understand, like, see me, when you look at, I'm on your type of timing. When you talk like that to me, I love that. I love to see that. Yeah. I have my brand on, you know what I mean? I love to see when you talk like and do that. But there's certain people that's in a mindset where they would hate to, like, they'll feel like you're trying to attack them or something like that. But no,
but I'm not attacking. I see.
No. I'm talking about There's certain people that will be in that mindset because they don't understand boss talk. You know what I mean? They don't understand money talk. They understand boss talk. You know what I mean? Just see stuff like a certain way. They don't understand that. So they'll be like, they'll basically try to, certain people can't understand what we're trying to tell them. So we have to go to their level to communicate it to them.
That's true.
To bring them to it. We have to sometimes, and that's where you're on the right path. You have it totally going. But the only thing that I would say that is missing is that you got to understand that we have the truth. We know it, but you have to get to their level to communicate it to them. See, if you just start talking the truth to them, to someone who's in the spell that they put on our black people, they're not going to understand you. You know what I mean? But if you go to their level now, you see what these rappers are doing? They're going to their level to draw them. Because, you know, me as a young 15-year-old kid, I was seeing them flex and do all that other stuff, and I was drawn to it. But then I got drawn to it and that lifestyle. Then I got drawn to rap, and then I got into that, and then I got into books, and I got into reading, and I got into studying, and then boom, boom. And now I'm having this conversation with you.
But guess
and
what?
I have that mindset.
Hey, and that's you, right? That's what you. But you got a lot of the people, a majority of them are not going to do that.
Exactly.
You feel me?
Exactly,
when you stoop yourself down to that level, they going to think that's what he's doing. That's what he did. They not even going to see what the real message is. I'm going to give you something.
Exactly.
Hey, Snoop Dogg said this. Shout out to Snoop. All right. Snoop said, how do you close a gap? He said, how do you close a gap? He said, I got homies that's down here and I'm up here. And he said, you know what I did to close the gap? I had to let them go. He said, because if you try to bring yourself down to their level, and he was talking about even these kids, like, when you try to bring yourself down to the level, guess what you do? You're bringing yourself down. He said, in order for them to close that gap, they need to catch up. You know what I mean? And he was making a very, and you know who else said something like that too? Magic Johnson. This is what Magic Johnson said. And we talk about people that's doing their thing, especially Magic Johnson, who's for the billionaire. All right, Magic Johnson said this, brother. He said, hey, I'm going to say something. I know y'all going to hate me. He said, stop getting mad at me when I tell you no. He said, when I was down here, I would tell you yes. I would do that. But he said, I'm up here. You still here. Okay? He said, I understand what you're doing. But he said, the same amount of time that it takes for me to make $100 million is the same amount of time that will take to make $1 million. He said, I'm up here now. So my bill, my deals are bigger. My time bigger. The people I'm rock with is bigger. He said, you got to understand that if you're not willing to elevate to get up and want to learn how to catch up with me, then guess what? I got to keep it moving. People got to respect.
And the elevation is on the inside.
Exactly. So guess what?
It's not an external thing. People think the elevation is getting cars, getting this and that. No, it's an internal thing.
And that's the thing. And rest in peace to Nipsey Hussle. And even Dolph. The thing is this, right? Is I hate the fact that a brother that wanted to do right for his community get murdered like that, right? But then we still got to understand something, man. It's people that don't want to see you make it in the place that you came from. The envy, I don't care about haters. Remember something. I always remember this. Haters hate from a distance, okay? Haters hate
and they're motivators. They know I can't be nowhere I'm at without them.
You know the ones that I worry about? Is the envy ones. Them are the ones that are close to you. Remember something. The guy that actually got arrested for killing young Dolph was on stage with him in a picture right behind him, right? He knew Straight Drop, right? So remember something. It's going to be people that's close that you don't. That's envy, man. And that's the ones that is hard to know. Them are the ones that's going to be on your team and be plotting to get you. You get what I mean? Them are the ones I worry about. I don't worry about haters. I ain't.
It's not hard to know.
Nah.
It's not hard to know for me because, you know, the only thing to do is just I don't trust no one. I don't trust nobody.
But that's the thing. But you got to remember something. Trust ain't got nothing to do with it. Remember something. It ain't about trust. Because, look, at the end of the day, remember something. You're running a label, you're doing this. So the people that you got around you, you got to have some form of it, because if you don't have some form of it, they won't be around you. Not saying you're going to fully trust anybody, but you got to have some form of it, brother. Just like, for example, I come up to Brooklyn, right? I come with my cameraman, whatever, we come up there, we do a video in your hood, right? I got to have some type of form that everything going to be good while I'm here. Right?
Yeah.
You see what I mean? So that's something.
Same thing, vice versa.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So you got to have some form of trust. You have to. But when it comes to envy, man, a snake, a real deal snake, a lot of them will not expose their hand till it's too late. Unless they slip up and you like, hold on. Something ain't right about that. Look at Kevin Hart's situation. The cat that recorded him is his childhood friend, dog. They got him in that mess, right? He never in a million years that he thought that was going to ever happen. All his other people that he grew up with, the Red Cup boys, none of them did it, but he did. He did. You feel what I mean? That was the envy. Like, okay, now I'm going to try to get money out of him because he cheated on his wife. You feel what I mean? So you got to understand that you never know, bruh. You never know. I got siblings, right? We got same mama, same daddy. You know what I mean? And I go over their house and, you know, my nieces and nephews, can't put nothing past them. But at the end of the day, they can get me, my kids. I love my kids to death. But my 17-year-old, my 16-year-old know if they call me and say, hey, Pops, Pops coming over there. And they could be plotting to get me. You get what I'm saying? That's envy, brother. That's envy. Them are the ones that would get you. I don't know if you've seen about the brother that shot his mom in the head last year driving back from a Thanksgiving dinner. You think that it went through her mind that my son's going to blow my head off? Come on, man.
But listen, let me tell you something. You can't be in your predicament. You can't be in your position or in my position if you don't know that.
Yeah, you got to
again. You can't be in the position that you're in, and I can't be in the position that I'm in if we didn't learn that along the way.
Remember something. But you got to remember something too, brother. I don't care who you are. You can be on your P's and Q's 100% of the time. Everybody can get bit by a snake, brother. everybody. I don't care how much you know it. I don't care how cautious you are. I don't care about none of that. It can happen. You just got to make sure.
But I feel like it was meant to happen, though.
Yeah. Well, you got to remember something about stuff meant to happen. Now, you have people that say that, but I'm going to be honest with you. Most of the time, 90% of the time, remember, 90% of our life we can control, 10% we can't. So never worry about the 10% you can't control, right? If you're driving down a interstate and a plane just dropped, fall from the sky and kill everybody right there because it dropped on them, I'm saying you have no control over that. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
But what you do have control over is decisions. And I'm going to put something to you. Now, if you get on an airplane, you make it to your destination, right? You made it. But then you get on the airplane and it crashed. You die. Let me ask you a question. Could you control that situation?
No, you can't. Dependent variable.
All right, now I'm about to get you on something, right? All right. You say you can't control that. That really was a trick question. But I'm about to
play something. No, yeah, it was a quick
question. Yeah, it was a trick question because this is how you could have controlled it. You could have never got on the plane, right? Yeah. You could have made the decision to never get on the plane. So you never have to worry about dying in a plane crash. You get what I'm saying?
No, wait. That's not it, but I'm going to reverse it back because look, listen.
No, hear what you just said. You can't control the plane from crashing. You're right about that. I didn't say you was wrong, but it's still a trick question.
What if I didn't get
on the plane? I had a choice to fly to LA or not to fly to LA. I had a choice. I still had a choice, which is free will. You get what I'm saying? Uh-huh. I still had a choice at the end of the day.
If you didn't make it on that plane, why would you be happy that you, why, if that plane was to crash, right? And you got on the wrong plane, why would you be happy? Would you be like, why would you not be happy that you didn't get on the, like,
no, I didn't say be happy that
you didn't get on the plane.
No, I didn't say nothing about being happy.
Explain it one more time.
Yeah. What I'm saying is, you got 90% of your life that you could control, 10% that you can't. And I asked you.
Explain that exact story again.
Okay, and this is what I asked you. I said, if I got on a plane and I made it to my destination, right? Cool. But if I got on a plane and it crashed and I died in the plane crash, could I control that situation? That's the trick question. Could I control that? Mm-hmm. That plane crashing.
Could I control it? I remember what I was saying. Now. I got it back now. So now look, what situation would you be more happy in?
What you mean?
You would have wanted to not be on the plane that crashed.
No, but that's the thing. You
would have not wanted to not be on a.
No, but see, that's the thing. That's the question. That's what I'm saying is like, could you control that situation? You can't control the pilot, right?
You can control it. But
what I'm saying is, if I never got on that plane, that was a decision I could have made. You get what I'm saying?
I could have
controlled that situation right there of not getting on the plane, but I couldn't control if the plane gonna crash or not. Do you get what I'm saying now?
But why would you want to control that situation though?
But that's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter about if I wanted to control it. I'm telling you about the free will that people have. Let me take it off the plane. Let me put it into the club perspective then, because I talk about this with a lot of Black kids. If you know it's a club that is always a shooting net, it's always people fighting, it's always something going on, and you go to that club and you get shot by a straight bullet, that was your decision to go to that club, right? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. You get what I'm saying?
I'm gonna put it to the club perspective so you kind of
get. Oh yeah, I see what I get what you're saying.
Oh, you get so if it's a if it's a lot of if it's a lot of people get shot at this club, there's always something going on at this club, and you want to go to that club, and then you get shot by a straight bullet, right? Your decision to go to that club that you knew so much shit happened. You made that decision. You didn't have to go to that club.
The plane one. No, but that's a simple-minded one. The plane one, I left that one.
Yeah, I know, but I wanted to bring it down.
No, but look. There's something deep in that plane one that I want to get you to understand. Now listen, in that plane situation now, most people would have, like, when you say that you had a choice not to get on that plane, you had a choice not to go into that car and to go into that club and that bar. Most people would be like, yes, I had that choice. And you see, people is trying to hold on to their life. You know what I mean? People are trying to cling on. My fault.
You good.
People are trying to cling on to their life. People are still trying to hold on to their life. You know what I mean? So as long as you try to hold on to your life, you're always going to have your, like, you know what I mean? You're always going to have problems. I mean, that doesn't mean you should die. Doesn't mean you should go kill yourself or die. I'm not saying that. I got to be mindful. Don't do that. Yeah. But I'm just saying you should always, you know what I mean? I think it's going too high, but basically, like, you don't want to cling on to things too much. You know what I mean?
But remember what you just said. Everybody ain't me and you. Me personally, I'm going to get on the motherfucking plane anyway. I don't give a fuck. See, that's me. But yeah, exactly. But most, I'm telling you, majority of people want to go to heaven but scared to die. Okay? That's just what it is, man.
I like that scenario. You feel what I'm saying? What it is.
Most people, and I might write a movie about that, but most people, if they can rewind, and be like, okay, now make the decision. Most people wouldn't get on the plane because they don't want to die. You get what I'm saying? So most people wouldn't get on the plane. So if you knew that plane was going to crash, right, and you knew that this was going to happen, and they rewinded it back, you got on the plane, it crashed, and then it's like, okay, you can make this decision again. Rewind it. Mm-hmm. Now what you going to do? Get on the plane or don't? Most people would not get back on that plane. You get what I mean?
Yeah, but listen. Let me tell you something, though. We bring it back to the
snakes. You remember that movie Final Destination? You ever seen that movie?
Bring it back to the snakes, though. Bring it back to the snakes that could still bite you, right?
Yeah.
Now, look, you told me that, you had the choice to avoid it, right? But look.
Now, I didn't say you had a choice to avoid the snakes.
Sometimes you.
That ain't what I said.
I can say that from what you told me and from us knowing our journey and stuff, like, I feel like you have been bitten by snakes a few times before, probably.
Hell yeah.
I might say that you feel me? And you know, of course, although you would want to, like, you had the choice to avoid it and it was your choice, you know what I mean? This conversation that you're saying right now, this message you're doing right now, it wouldn't be the same, in the same cadence, the same delivery, the same passion if that snake didn't bite you. That snake had to bite you.
And guess what?
It had to bite you.
You know, the best learner is experience, brother.
Exactly, that snake had to bite you.
So when I got bit, I knew that, hey, anybody can get it.
People got to stop trying to avoid getting bit.
Yeah, but it's kind of like this, right? You ever heard that? Remember something. I got bit by a snake, but I survived. It's a lot of people I know, they got bit one time and they didn't survive. You get what I'm saying? They dead in the grave, bro. So you got to remember something, man. You never know how vicious that snake is. It can be something that you can move on, or it can be something that take you out. You get what I mean? So you never,
right.
You get what I mean? But guess what? That's the 10% that you really can't control. You really can't control. You don't know who's going to be that one. A lot of times you never know who's going to be that one. You know, the main thing you hear from people, they'd be like, I never thought it would be so-and-so. I never thought let's go to serial killers. People like Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, all the Green River killer. And you always hear the same thing. I never thought my dad was that person, right? You hear that same thing. I never thought my dad was that person. I never thought that person was that person. I never thought, you know why? Because we fully never know a person. You never know what a person is capable of. Take that TikToker who jumped off the bridge in New York and killed himself, right? He made a video about it. Before he did, he said, I ain't going to see my niece and nephew grow up. I'm not going to be able to see the last season of this. He said all that, jumped off the thing, killed himself, drowned in the Hudson River, right? Think about that, man. So he made a decision, right? He had the decision to make. He had control.
That's just in the power of the tongue, man.
But he
you gotta watch the words that you say, man.
But guess what? He didn't have to jump, right? He didn't have to do that, right? He made that decision, free will. Made the video, killed himself after. Which you've been seeing that a lot, where people making these videos saying, it's decision,
like certain rappers, it'd be manifestation. You got to watch your words. And I feel like certain rappers know that the right words could move people in the right direction. The right words could do the certain things, right? But sometimes I feel like rappers might use the words against themselves. Like people like Biggie, like Ready to Die. And, you know, they'll talk about their death in their music and manifest their own death.
Death is in the tongue, brother. Right now, when you're speaking into that mic,
you're speaking success. LLC, boom, boom, boom. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. You're speaking your stuff into existence. You know what I mean?
You
got to do that. And and I respect that. And that's what we're doing over here too. Label Vision, you feel me? Young Tommy, you doing your stuff, your movie.
I like it.
I definitely want to work with you because, like, you feel me? Your energy, I really respect your energy. You know what I mean? Like, and most people don't know that you do music too. Like the song that me and you, they don't know that we have a song together. You feel me? Like,
that song that we have. Let somebody hear your song.
That song that me and you have in the vault, bro. Like,
we gotta get it. I ain't gonna lie, man. We gotta get it though. And you know, when you send it to me, I ended up finding it.
I mean, the curse.
Now you good, my nigga. You good. You know, this is heat level. Nigga, this heat level podcast. That's what we do. Do me a favor, man. So look, check this out right here. We're gonna get to our last two segments of this, man. This was a good conversation. I hope everybody is listening to it, man.
Yeah, because y'all take some juice. I'm not gonna hold you.
Y'all take some juice on this. All right, so what I want y'all to do first, man, tell everybody where they can find y'all at and your IGs and stuff like that.
You said we look like some Jews.
I said we dropping Jews.
Oh, I bet.
Come on, knowledge, man. Right? We dropping jewels.
We dropping jewels, you feel me?
Yeah.
And we thinking like Jews, but anyway.
Yeah, no doubt. Go ahead and give everybody what they can.
Shah the artist, SHA_THE_ARTIST. Shah the artist, you feel me? I'm a little smacked right now, so it took me some time.
What about Young
Shah the artist on? Shah the artist on YouTube. Instagram, SoundCloud. I'm on all platforms. Apple Music, DistroKid. I've been out, been doing this. It's a movie this year. Like, you don't understand. Like, there's not too much to say. It's a movie this year. It's a dump. It's a movie. You feel me? Movie. A nice movie. You feel me? Like, movie. We got movies on the way.
Yep.
Young Kami, like, yo, what's your social media, Brody?
Y'all can follow me on Instagram, Young Kami.
How you spell that shit?
_ YOUNG Kami, KAMI. You heard?
Oh, no doubt. I like that. That's what's up. Let's get this first segment going out. So look, this first segment is called Under the Bus. So what it do, I give you two names and you tell me which one you like better than the other one. So one gotta go under the bus, right? Let's get it. So here we go, Mr. Biggie Smalls. Versus, you already know, Tupac. Which one you throwing under the bus? Which one you are accepting as your artist? Let's do it.
Damn, son. That shit is
gotta
crazy.
Pick one. Damn, gotta pick one. Gotta pick one.
Damn. Let's see. Fuck.
Let's do it.
All right, look. Both of them is fire, but because I'm in Brooklyn, I'm going to just give up. Because you feel me, I'm from Brooklyn. I can't do this. You feel me? I can't play no games. So I don't even got to say too much. You know the answer. You feel me? I'm from Brooklyn, so it got to be Biggie. I didn't want to say that, but I have to say that because, you feel me, I'm in Brooklyn. I have no choice. My hands are tied.
No doubt. So, let everybody know. So, Biggie Smalls was picked by Mr. Shah, the artist of Tupac, man. You one of the greatest two recipes, but we had to put you under the bus on this one. That's what's up. So, we're going to be at our last segment. No doubt. Love the Tupac, man. So, we're going to get to our last segment. Our last segment of the day is called Brutally Honest. That means I ask you a question. You give me your honest opinion or your honest answer. If I feel that you lying, I will roast your ass. I'm going to talk roast you. I am a fucking comedian, and I will get on your ass if I think you are lying. So here is the question. This is your brutally honest question. Both of y'all have to answer it. One said, and we'll go for them. So this is your question right here. Have you ever kicked a chick out of your house just to have another chick come over? What's up?
Nah, that ain't happening before.
Me? Okay, you?
It wasn't in the crib, but it was in a, it wasn't in the, do you want me to be specific? Because what if it was in a different location?
It don't matter. Have you ever kicked a chick out just so another chick could come over?
Yes.
No doubt. Guess what? Of course I have, man. Yes, you gotta go. Another chick coming over. She don't know. Hey, look, yeah, you gotta get up out of here. I got some things to do. Just don't know another that's chick about to roll up.
No, but I did it in a more smoother way. I did it. I don't do it. I did it more smooth. I sent it to the store. No, but I'll do it more smooth. I'll send her to go get the berries in the forest. For 3 weeks, you know what I mean? Like, you gotta go get the berries and you gotta bring it to the oak tree. Then you gotta go meet the this and that and boom, boom, boom. And by the time you finish doing that, you come right back here and we're good, you know?
No doubt. Ain't no doubt. Exactly. I like that, man. I appreciate y'all for participating in my two segments, man. Game, yeah, there's no doubt. So guess what? Y'all already know what it is. I gotta do my drop. Nice. Let me tell y'all what, if y'all want to find my music, y'all already know where to find it at, man. It's Ykeem, that's Y-Q-E-E-M. If y'all want to see the videos, Ykeem TV, that's Y-Q-E-E-M TV. That's W-Y-Q. Eric, Mimi, Mama, Moo Moo. And this Heat Level Podcast, y'all can go check it out. Pandora, iHeartRadio. Hey, I would say Spotify and Apple Podcast, but I think I'm about to take it off there. Y'all going to have to go get on iHeartRadio and Pandora. You know why? Because we try to be number one on iHeartRadio and Pandora. Y'all know what's up. We looking for that check. What's happening? So y'all make sure y'all go check it out. And hey, if y'all want to go watch the movie Damn Justin again, if you do have Roku TV, y'all make sure y'all type in Heat Level ENT TV Network. You get the app and you watch the movie.
Don't ever play with Heat Level. Don't ever play with Ykeem. You feel me? One thing y'all don't know before you go, we got some heat dropping. You ain't never seen a podcast and an artist do a fire ass song like this. It's about to be a movie. We all around. He all around. I'm all around. One more thing, don't ever play with me. Don't ever play
with me. Man, Label Vision, y'all see him in the building. Y'all, hey, read the shirt, man. Put that shirt up for him. Put that shirt up for him.
And I start talking, don't ever play with me. This is a message to out there, like, just, you know, don't ever play with me. You know what I mean? Don't ever play with me. I walk and I do this.
I don't even got a face from this. I just do, nigga.
Hey, what you said? Hey, I appreciate y'all coming in. Hey, man, these guys, good guys, and y'all already know what's up. They the first one on season 3. They going to be your first. They here. Y'all better make sure, man, it's going to be season 3. It's going to be hot. I got cats coming on here from everywhere. I even got cats from the UK, cats from South Africa, and we going all the way to Shanghai, China on y'all. Y'all know what's going on, man. We up out here, man. I'll see y'all later.